Can you talk a little bit about the specific trials and data, and I know you were very involved with this, that were done with the biosimilar to trastuzumab. Can you go through exactly what was done clinically?
Yeah, so the first biosimilar actually studied that led to approval of the first trastuzumab biosimilar in the United States was a study we did in multiple countries, but not in the United States, where there's less reason to use a biosimilar. And what we did was study patients in the first-line metastatic setting, and we allowed the institution to choose the taxane, either docetaxel or paclitaxel. And then the patients were randomized in that first-line HER2-positive setting to receive trastuzumab originator or trastuzumab biosimilar. They then received a set number of weeks, 24 weeks of therapy, and if they had responding or stable disease, they were allowed to continue on the same antibody they started with and drop the chemotherapy. And that was the second part of the analysis. The primary endpoint of that study was overall response rate as a short-term clinically sensitive endpoint. And of course, we had safety and antibody drug antibodies. And then our secondary endpoints were looking at progression-free survival at 48 weeks. So after patients had been on antibody alone for an entire additional 24 weeks. Now, it's true that pertuzumab is now approved and is largely used in combination with trastuzumab based on the CLEOPATRA trial as first-line therapy for HER2-positive breast cancer, but in the majority of the world, pertuzumab is not available, so that these studies were done with trastuzumab alone, and the regulatory agencies wanted them to be done with trastuzumab alone, if possible, to make it as simple as possible. It doesn't, of course, mean that you can't give them in combination, even if you're using a biosimilar. So the other thing that I think is important with this particular trial is because, and it's kind of sobering, is because the trial was done in the rest of world, so to speak, where pertuzumab wasn't available, very few of the patients had ever been exposed to adjuvant trastuzumab. And that's actually really important. It tells you how important this whole field of biosimilars is, that so many people in the world cannot access the originator trastuzumab. And now that the biosimilars are available, for example, in the Philippines at 30 to 40% less than what the cost of the originator is today, that allows many people to be able to afford effective treatment that couldn't before. And I expect that having many biosimilars will result in reduced prices for all of these agents.